This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for a Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, let's start right here in the United States. Big weekend for us, not really having to do with what's happening in the growing regions, but can you tell me about Houston maybe and what the expectations would be for all there and then other places around the country that might be, I may be having some snowfall on that same day for Sunday for the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, right now in down around the Houston area, there's going to be a little bit of weather here mid to late in the week, but it looks like by Super Bowl Sunday, it should all be moving out. And we will, as we get into the weekend, see another little batch of what looks to be light snowfall move across the Great Lakes and portions of the Corn Belt in the Ohio Valley. But as we've seen this winter, it's not going to be a system that's going to wind up and become a big one. But we do see a pattern that is going to evolve next week that does look a little more potent, a little colder. And I do think Corn Belt in many areas of the nation's midsection will see some wintry weather next week, especially by the middle to the end of next week with some rain, some ice, and snow in some areas.
As we turn to the month of February, we begin to think about the growing season a bit more in the United States. Can you take us from problem areas, if they are, for instance, California, Texas, and the Southeast, and whether those problems have been alleviated and what you think about the springtime for the Midwest, too?
Okay, let's start out west. In California, there has been a remarkable change of fortune there. In fact, this is past week, the last extreme drought area was moved out of that category. There are still areas in Southern California that are still under drought conditions. But with more rains to come before the season's over, we'll see a remarkable turnaround there. Also, in the Southeast, the part of the nation that I'm concerned about is going to be in the South, Southeast, and maybe the Midwest. As we get into the growing season, the Southeast in particular, while there has been some rains this winter, it was a very dry summer and fall. That is an area that we're going to watch. Portions of Texas and the Southern Plain states as well will be two areas that we're going to need to watch, as it looks to be dry going into the end of winter and into the start of spring.
And as we wrap up our time together, we'd better look a bit further to the south, Brazil and Argentina. Brazil in the midst, at least in Mato Grosso, of their harvest season. Argentina, mid-season for their crops.
Well, it looks pretty average. In Brazil, there might be a little concern with some wrapping up of the crops down there and some harvest and some wet conditions. Going to be a little bit moist down there. Argentina looking at near normal precipitation and temperatures as we go through the next week to 10 days. So maybe a few delays in Brazil because of some wet weather, and Argentina continued decent looking growing conditions.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org.